and it was very, very well organized. It actually functioned not only as a collective bargaining unit for their members, but it also functioned as really sort of this mini welfare agency. They helped their members secure housing. They had what they called health and welfare, where they had funds. They would help members with if they needed medical care. They even had a fund that was set aside specifically to assist members with funeral and death service. And they had a fund that was set aside to buy burial clothes or shrouds for members when their children died. They were that well organized in terms of their, you know, their kind of social service.